What advice would you give people about using credit to purchase presents and this type of thing?
The advice that we would give from Northwood Saves, of course, is try not to use credit at all. The key is to really plan ahead and to avoid the stress of the financial matters that come up at Christmas by planning ahead. So people really should, in the spring, early summer, begin a Christmas Club savings account at a local bank and have that money automatically deposited from their paycheck so that they have it available. The second thing is always make a list of the people for whom you're going to shop and then set a budget and keep to that budget. It's always easier to write things down and then you tend to follow them more. Another great idea for Christmas shopping is using layaway, looking for those Black Friday deals and coupons. And even though Black Friday's come and gone, this is good advice for next year that Black Friday, sometimes they're not always deals. I've heard an economist say lately that if it isn't 40% off on Black Friday, then it's not that great of a deal. So consumers need to do their research and get smart about buying things, and they have become really smart about buying things. We try to have you not buy on credit, but we also know at Christmas that sometimes that's hard. So there are a few things to keep in mind regarding credit. If you're going to borrow, check out maybe a low-interest loan at a bank or a credit union instead of putting money on a credit card. So if you borrow, around $3,000, say, your payment could be about $90 a month, and then you could have that paid off in 1 year versus many, many years with a credit card. If you have to use a credit card, don't use a high-interest rate credit card. Look for special deals on credit cards and for 0% balance transfers that you may be able to use to do your shopping at a lower rate. And another thing, while we want everyone to shop local, if you have to use a credit card, consider buying online. It saves you time, it saves you money, and it saves you from those impulse buys when you're in the store. So always make sure you have that list we talked about. And then don't leave a balance on that card. Pay it off as soon as you can. You know, everybody's heard the statistic, paying minimum 2% on, say, that $3,000 loan that you could have had from a local bank. It would take you over 18 years to pay that off at just 10% interest. If you're using credit, again, plan ahead. Make sure you have the funds available to pay that off. If you find yourself in a position in January where you're not able to pay off that full balance, never just make the minimum balance of 2%. Always pay more. It cuts years and years off of the time that you have to pay back. And then, again, if you receive from your credit card, from a different credit card company, a balance transfer at 0% for a year, then you would want to use that to pay off the high interest and then continue to make those high payments.